12 minutes after 9 o'clock. Doing up another talk around morning show here. Been talking with everybody seemingly in the past couple of weeks because there is a lot going on in the month of October. And one of the things that so many people look forward to, Red River Area Sportsman's Club Smoker. And that's coming up here October 21st over at the Community Center. And Mr. Red River Area Sportsman's Club himself. I'm putting that title on you. Greg Giroux in to talk with me. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you in here.
Good morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. You've been called worse.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
absolutely.
The biggie.
The biggie.
And yep. That's the way I refer to it.
Yeah. And that's all I've been thinking about for the last month. So,
I bet.
Sportsman Smoker, 34th annual Smoker. It's coming up on Saturday, the 21st of October. About a week away, and we had a smoker planning meeting last night. We're going through the games. I think we've got the games figured out.
Yeah.
And it's at least 25 different things you can pick from, you know, games and raffles and, you know, all kinds of goodies. It's going to be a fun night.
Well, and you were saying, too, you got a lot of goodies as far as firearms, too.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be having raffles all night long.
Absolutely. Yeah. The doors open at 5 o'clock. We get some of the folks in there, and about a quarter after we start in, and we finish up. We try to be out of there by 10.
Okay.
You know, that's the goal. Sometimes we have so many things we need to do, it runs over a little.
Yeah.
But,
and that's okay.
Well, yeah.
That's a good problem to have.
And most people stay to the end, too.
Yeah.
You know,
I say
the very last raffle, that's usually a good one.
The two or three that I've been to, I just enjoy people watching. And, man, when you say it gets thick in there, it gets thick in there.
Oh, yeah.
It takes about a half hour before the bull starts flying. And then, it's neck deep by the time the whole thing's finished. But what a night.
It's all good stories.
All good stories. Absolutely. And what a night for you guys.
Yep. So, come on down and join us. We're at the Wapton Community Center. The doors open at 5 o'clock. We ask you to use the west entrance, and we'll have our registration table up there. Can you buy tickets at the door? And the answer right now is maybe.
Maybe.
We are doing really well on ticket sales.
Good.
If there's some available, you know, you're going to have to check.
It's a big maybe.
Well, at this point
in time. At this point, yeah.
Because we're still outselling.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope so. There is a limit of how many people we can squeeze in there. So we don't want to overdo it. But,
right.
You know, you get past that, and then it's standing room only, and it's not the most fun.
I think you'll
weather-wise, you know, that's a big factor for us, too. You know, everybody understands where we're at. We're in the middle of harvest.
Right.
And the farmers are out in the field. They've got a focus going on there. But if something happens where they got a little downtime,
you know where they're going to be.
Well, they caught us a number of years ago. We were still at the Eagles.
Yeah.
And it rained.
That was one I went to, and you could hardly move in there.
You couldn't move in there. There were so many people. And we were so grateful for that. You know, we hate to say it that way because, you know, it interrupts the harvest, and the farmers are kind of stuck as far as what they can do. But we had an amazing night that everybody showed up.
Right.
So it was a lot of fun. That's I keep saying a lot of fun because it is.
It is, and this supports a lot of the things you guys do throughout the year.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know how you keep that. I mean, you must have a lot of people with some good organizational skills working for the Sportsman's Club.
We do.
I don't know how you keep all this stuff organized.
We have a number of committees, and the committee chairs focus on that particular project, what they're working on. You know, we've got our summer fishing, the Vince Herding Derby, the Dick Bell Derby, the Bronx Carp and Sucker Derby.
Yep.
Those are focused on the kids. We've done it enough times where we kind of have, you know, flip the page to the book and here's what you need to do, you
right.
know, type of thing. But committee chairs just do a fantastic job for each of these projects. And you know, we've got the three fishing during the summer. We've got the fall hunts. We've got an ice fishing derby, junior wildlife program. You know, the junior wildlife committee sits down periodically during the year. Okay, here's what we're planning for the next few months type of thing.
Wow.
So, you know, there's an agenda.
That's how you get it done, sure.
And we have some fantastic people that work on some of these projects that they know what they're doing, they love to get the kids outdoors and just have a good time.
What it's all about.
Oh, yeah. All right. We talked about this last time. I said I got a surprise for you.
You do got a nice surprise.
Yeah. Well, we have some guest passes that we're going to give to you to give away one of your trivias.
Yep.
And we got a few of them here.
Wait, we're changing the name next week. It's Smoker Trivia.
Oh, right.
Instead of Way Too Early in the Morning Trivia, it's going to be Smoker Trivia. And I'm going to find some really, really good wildlife questions.
Okay.
Maybe a few stumpers in there. But nothing too difficult because, yeah, there are going to be people who want to win these things.
Oh, yeah.
I never have a problem washing these, Greg, on trivia. I'll tell you that.
All right. That's great. Okay, one more time. This is the 34th annual Sportsman Smoker for the Red River Area Sportsman, Saturday, October 21st. We're at the Wahpeton Community Center. The doors open at 5 o'clock. It says open to the public, but we want to make sure that everybody understands if some of the younger folks want to be there, they need to come with a parent or guardian, and they still have to buy a ticket.
Right.
And we will feed you all night long, wild game stew, wild game chili. We have, let's see, venison this year. I had to think about that for a minute.
Ooh.
And a big kudos goes to Manoc Meats for helping us out getting some of that venison.
Sure.
You know, they've been a good partner.
They've been kind to you.
They've been a good partner over the years.
Right.
So, yeah, so tickets are $20. I've got tickets. There's a couple people on the poster, phone numbers where you can call and get tickets.
Mm-hmm.
All the proceeds, that's a big thing.
Right.
All the proceeds stay here. Wahpeton, Breckenridge, Richland, Wilkin County. All the projects that we do within that area, it all stays right here.
Right. Nothing's going outside.
No,
yeah.
No.
We've got
a few connections that we support. We're part of the North Dakota Wildlife Federation, a few things that we do with them, but, you know, that's in the state. It doesn't go any farther than that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Saturday, October 21st, come on down, have some fun.
Absolutely, Greg, and you got to promise you'll come back and give me a wrap-up and let me know how everything went. And again, Smoker Trivia all week next week, 6:45 Monday through Friday, and we're going to give these away.
That's great.
All right, Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Good to have you in here, my friend, as always. Don't be a stranger.
Absolutely not.
All right, Big Smoker coming up. Get it on your calendar, folks, Saturday, October 21st, 919 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
The air gets crisp, the leaves fall, and great morning radio keeps you warm.
I love it.
Bill Dablo, Monday through Friday mornings on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Look what just walked through that door. Yeah.